The state's announcement to close the hunt is the most recent development in a series of tightening regulations around the herd. In August, the state reduced the bag limit from 2 caribou to 1 caribou. Federal managers followed suit for federal land and restricted harvest to bulls and western game units. Then in December, federal managers closed the hunt entirely in its jurisdiction. At that point, the state still wanted to gather input from subsistence users and kept its hunt open. Since then, Todd Rinaldi with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the department has talked with many of those users and received support from the Board of Game to close the hunt. The goal is to increase the herd's population.
If we harvest too many bulls or too many animals in general, there won't be any growth in the herd, any minimal growth in the herd.
The state doesn't know why the population dropped and is working to fill holes in its understanding of the herd. For years, Fish and Game has surveyed how many calves per cow are born each season and how many of those calves survive. Those numbers have looked healthy. This winter, the department began adding surveys of the herd's adults to determine their survival as well. State managers want the communities who hunt the caribou to understand the herd's conditions and the state's decisions. To spread the word, Fish and Game will be rolling out a robust communication plan.
And that communication plan is going to involve not only direct emails to previous and current permit holders, but it'll have direct postal mailings to all current box holders in the region.
The department will also begin publishing a news magazine called Caribou Trails to distribute information on the Mulchatnick caribou herd. Also, in March, the department plans to begin visiting communities who rely on the herd.
To not only make people aware of what the current regulatory situation is, but to give them the full breadth and understanding of where the Mulchatnick caribou herd has been and where it's going, and then also to provide our plan and moving forward.
The hunt requires a permit and remains open until Friday. The department asks that hunters who take a caribou to report their harvest to Fish and Game. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.